This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
I hate the sound of sirens. When a siren is heard, it usually means trouble. Something unexpected has happened, and there are people on the way to handle the emergency. When you think of it, that's going to be one of the great blessings of heaven. No sirens, no panic button, no plan B. Everything is done according to the plan and will of God. God is never taken by surprise. In light of that, let's look at Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. This verse teaches that God has a throne. From a study in other parts of the Word of God, we know this to be the throne of glory, from which God, who made all, rules all. The word prepared can also be translated fixed or established. This is an eternal throne, unshakable and permanent. He prepared it and established it forever for himself. He was not appointed to this position. He is the eternal God on his eternal throne, abiding by his eternal laws in his eternal kingdom. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that he did in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. All the struggles of evil men or demons from hell cannot shake his sovereign rule. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the sovereignty of God. In light of all that, what does this doctrine mean to us? How does this truth apply to our daily life? Is it of practical value? The answer is that in my own life, I have found tremendous comfort, strength, and encouragement in this teaching. It gives life stability and hope. For instance, how many times have you heard people say, "I sure didn't understand it at the time, but now that I look back, I can certainly see the hand of God in it all." This was the case when Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. Years later, when they had come to Egypt to buy food, Joseph told them, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. God's hand was seen in it all." Christian, take heart. If you are facing a difficulty today, remember that God's kingdom rules over all. His sovereignty is universal. He rules over all time. Other rulers, presidents, and kings come and go, but he is eternal. He rules over all places. As we contemplate today's world with its chaos and confusion, it is difficult at times to believe in the sovereignty of God. David was a man who experienced many victories and defeats. He had known joy and gladness, pain and sorrow. His life was filled with good times and hard times. When he was an old man, just before he died, at a good old age, he made these comments. "Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." He reflected on his own experience with Almighty God and praised him for his greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty. I am sure there were times in his life when David was confused and despondent, but God had seen him through it all. It may look like it at times, but this world is not out of control, and your life is not out of control. But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. May God bless you as you walk in his sovereign will.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.